question was asked, what is a shade, otherwise known as a demon? We have two opinions among the Rishonim, the early commentaries. What is a demon? What is a shade? Rambam and many other Rishonim hold that shade is an issue in one's thinking. It's a psychological issue. And other Rishonim hold that a shade is, one of those creatures out there, beings that can scare the daylights out of a person. The Gemara says all kinds of things about shadim. So Shulchan Aruch seems to go with the Rambam that shade is really an issue that a person has in his head. That shadim, the idea of a shade attacking a person, etc., it's all psychological. The Gra on the Shulchan Aruch disagrees. He says, of course there are shadim. You see in the Gemara all the time. They had issues with shadim, so there were shadim. So there, we have two opinions going back in history and forward in history, whether there exist these things called shadim outside of a person's imagination, or they're all in a person's mind. Again, the Shulchan Aruch seems to rule it's all in one's mind. That doesn't mean it's not real.
No, because in Brakot, I'm sure there's many, many cases, but it's one of the case that I just, anyway, it says, you know, when not to, three reasons not to go into ruins, you know, and one's for you know, I guess for prostitution, then because of a fall, and the other one, the last one is demons.
So we learned, that's sure how that we got into the discussion of shadim, because we learned Rav Kook's piece on that, where Rav Kook says that he seems to go with Rambam, Rav Kook, and he seems to say that when the Gemara says that two people won't be attacked by shadim, it's because when a person has a friend to talk to, then his imagination won't go wild. Rav Kook says, you see, the Gemara over there says that two people don't get attacked by shadim. How come? He says, exactly. When you're all alone, things can cause a person to hear things, see things. But when there's someone else there.
It's not